trying to be a gentleman here, and what happened yesterday as I was leaving work was like, oh, hell no, you did not. I'm leaving the station yesterday after the show, and there's this woman getting out the elevator, probably works on the third floor of our building, and I'm letting her out. I'm holding the first set of doors. She comes through, doesn't say anything. Second set of doors, doesn't say anything. Meanwhile, I'm over here. I'm like Hodor from Game of Thrones. No thank you, no acknowledgement. And I'm wondering, am I being like a little biatch? Am I being a baby about this? Or is it kind of rude if somebody doesn't acknowledge you at least one time? Live the web, girl. What are we getting on our social media?
Cammy said, no, Joe, you're so right. It's so rude. When people don't say thank you, I loudly say you're welcome and smile.
I love that.
Yeah, and then Rebecca said, should have walked the second set of doors before her and slammed them, but ooh, I'm petty.
I love petty people.
I try to be a good person, but that is like, I honestly want to take the petty way out most of the time. Let's go to Carly on line number two this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Carly, what do you think?
I think that is definitely rude. Even if you're on the phone, I would still like mouth the word thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or like look up and smile and make eye contact. Like that still like does something for people, you know?
No, for sure. Carly, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. I want to know if somebody thinks that I'm just being like a little baby about this. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Carolyn on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Carolyn?
Hey, I think that's crazy that people do that. But I think what is worse than that is when you're riding through the Walmart parking lot. Not parking lot, but Walmart. And people cross in front of you and they don't say thank you.
Oh,
I think
in the
that's
aisle?
Worse. No, when you're driving and they're crossing to go into Walmart and they take their time walking into the doors of Walmart and you got to stop and let them go and they don't say thank you. And a lot of times when they do that, I yell, you're welcome.
As the world turns,
put up
Walmart
your hand
edition.
And be like, thank you.
Carolyn's like, I don't like to yield for anybody.
Not when I'm trying to go to Walmart and get my cheese biscuits.
Come on, they're on sale. Carolyn, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Kathy on the Joe and Alex Show. You got a story about this. What happened?
Okay, after three boys, I've tried to teach them to open doors, be polite to women. Let me ask you, was the lady older or was she younger?
I would say she's late 30s, early 40s, which to me is not old.
Okay, well, I just find older people are more rude. My son held the door for a lady at the mall, and she walked on by. And I turned around real quick, and I was like, did she say thank you? And he's like, no. I chased her. I'm like, my son just opened the door for you. Why do you have to be rude and not acknowledge him?
What'd she say?
She's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, like it was like I'm being rude.
Oh,
and
my.
No, when a young man opens the door for an older woman, that should show some kind of respect, and she should respect him. And I just think that older people nowadays just don't have the common sense. I mean, yeah, they want us to be the generation of being polite, but they're not showing the way.
I thought you were going to say something like she doesn't have like a voice box that... Hello, you can open the door for
well,
me.
Well, she probably wanted to hit me with her pocketbook, but...
That's pretty good, I'm... Joe.
Thank you. I practiced before.
Sounds like Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Appreciate it.
Mike Wazowski.
So sad what she said. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've gone out of my way to not open the door. Like,
what?
I'll see, like, people come in and I'll, like, I don't want to ruin my day sometimes. So if I'm at the mall or whatever, like, I'll sit there and wait for them to walk by before I get to the door. I avoid it at all costs. I'm like, there's a good chance this person's not going to say anything to me. So I avoid it to avoid ruining my day.
You know, I feel bad, too. It's like, speaking of old people, though, when I go to church, and it's like, I love them, but God, I know you have a walker. You got to pick up the pace. I see you and I make eye contact, and I understand you had a hip replacement, but you got to walk faster.
Oh my gosh, Joe.
Live the web, girl. What are people saying on our social media?
Deanna said she's rude AF. I would have slammed the door in her face. So it seems like everyone on Twitter has come to a consensus.
I thought about it, but I mean, like, who am I to be an a-hole? Let's go to, is it Michaela on the Joe and Alex Show?
Michaela, but yes.
Damn it. Hey, Michaela, what's up?
Hey, I just want to say that is extremely rude. But then again, I know this girl. She's actually in one of my classes that won't let men hold the door for her in general. She thinks it's sexist.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Don't even
please.
Set on that crap.
Please. I'm going to rip my ears off.
Alex,
what
are your
heard.
Thoughts, Alex?
Well,
I'm not a feminist because I'm not a female that's oppressed in the United States of America. So that's a whole nother subject for me. But I mean, that's just ridiculous. If someone does something nice for you, guy, girl, whatever, you say thank you. This isn't rocket science.
As a guy nowadays, you're damned rocket if you do and damned if you don't. Like if I don't open the door, like, oh, you're an a-hole. I do open the door. Oh, what you think? Because I don't have a wiener, I can't do anything for myself?
That's just so stupid.
Jeez. Hey, thanks for getting that controversy going. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, you have a good one. It's all good. I'm glad to hear other people feel the same way. I just don't have the balls to be like, you're welcome. In my head, I wanted to say it. Actually, in my head, I wanted to slam the door and just hold it there for a second, but couldn't do that.
Nuts.
You got anything else? Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Also, Instagram, you can let us know what you think about this for Joe Wants to Know.